Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and are people about to be held liable for the COVID injection deaths and injuries? Well, there's a new congressional act being pushed forward that's called the Libel Act, as Natural News says. Congressional Republicans introduced Libel Act to hold COVID vaccine makers accountable for mass injuries and deaths. Now, some might say too little too late. Some might say it's just a limited hangout that won't actually add up to anything because, of course, they have to give us a little bit of, you know, truth every now and then in order to stop us from, you know, actually coming to the full reality that we need to, well, do a lot more than just hold a few of these people accountable. Again, they knew what they were doing. The Congress, including many of these congressional Republicans, knew what they were doing when they were pushing this on their constituents. So I'm kind of annoyed about the situation in general, but it's not just that. There's multiple other things going forward right now involving people being held accountable. In fact, Andrew Cuomo subpoenaed in GOP-led probe of nursing home COVID deaths. I mean, we're talking about mass murder that happened at these nursing homes, and they blamed it on so-called COVID. The reality was anyone got a cold there, put on a ventilator, and murdered. I mean, it's absolutely sick what we saw. And of course, now he's being subpoenaed. You know, there's many reasons to subpoena Andrew Cuomo. That's just one of them. So there's a lot coming out right now. We're going to go into some of the examples as well as some of the new studies that are coming out and what, you know, the overall plan is on top of all of this. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. Check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. Again, this could save your life from the Great Reset. It's one of the most important things you can do going forward is be prepared, because that is what they expect the least. So again, that's code WAM, W-A-M. And of course, as always, I urge people to help us out any way you can. I'm in Manchester right now on almost no sleep, so bear with me. I had to give up my home. I basically went bankrupt in this last year. But we're on to a new major project. Well, it's not new, really. It's a 50-minute city documentary, as well as work with Iconic Network and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about it. We have gogetfunding.com campaigns below, and I really, really could not do it without you guys. I've never dealt with such an uncertain time in my life, but you know what? It's all about telling the truth, and I will do it to my dying breath. So I appreciate all of you that have helped and supported us over the last while. Of course, there's gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptos that you could donate in, including privacy coins. So we have lots of options for you, my friend. So I appreciate anything you can do. Now let's get into this. So the Congressional Republicans introduced Libel Act to hold COVID vaccine makers accountable for mass injuries and deaths. And as this article goes into, it says U.S. House Representative Chip Roy, a Republican from Texas, just introduced a new bill that would eliminate the liability shield that has protected the COVID vaccine makers from lawsuits. The new bill, Let Injured Americans Be Legally Empowered Act, Libel Act, interesting name, would allow Americans to sue Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna for vaccine-related adverse events. Millions of Americans could seek recourse and compensation if the Libel Act became law. But again, it's like, were people really that willing to ignore all of us that were trying to warn them in the first place and then go and get injected? I know there's some people watching here, most not, but some people watching that did get injected, and it's insanity to me. But you know what? People make mistakes and they learn from them. The problem is with this one, the learning experience is a shortened life or death, sickness throughout life. I mean, it's sick what has come from this absolute tyranny. And it's why I've been shouting from mountaintops so long, especially regarding the children that have been affected by this, and the cancer rates and the heart attacks and the strokes and all this kind of stuff. Again, we have RNC store link below, code Josh. I mean, we want people to have solutions. But again, this is something that I feel is a little too late on this front. Okay, so we can sue vaccine makers that were basically allowed to get away with murder and not have to face any consequences for it, and were immune from lawsuits. Governments, on the other hand, haven't been so immune. A lot of businesses haven't been so immune. There's been a lot of lawsuits coming out lately. They're still pushing vaccine mandates in some places, including parts of the military, in parts of Hollywood. No surprises there. And they're still pushing mask mandates in some places. Again, we're in March 2024, and this is still the case. So we are still dealing with this, my friends. It's not over. People act like it's over because, well, they're not forcing me anymore. A lot of people are still forced. And what happens to all the people who forced you inside, who told you you couldn't go to the store? You had to basically give up multiple precious years of your life. Where is the justice there? Says Roy said the American people deserve justice for the infringement on their personal medical freedom, and those medically harmed deserve restitution. In 2020, the COVID jab was given emergency use authorization through the Department of Defense and did not go through the standard FDA approval process. To make matters worse, when the COVID vaccine makers contracted with the U.S. government, they were granted a liability shield. Well, we've known this liability has existed for a long time before the COVID shots, by the way. I want to put that out there. The Public Readiness and Preparedness PrEP Act, enacted by then-President Donald Trump and renewed several times by the Biden administration, has paved the way for the COVID vaccine makers to operate above the law with impunity. The PrEP Act is set to expire by December 31st, 2024. Just in time for the pandemic treaty, by the way, my friends. I'm going to put that out there. Again, we have the good news, and we also have to mix it with the bad news. We can't have too much hopium because it means you sit on your hands, just like we can't have no hope at all because you also end up sitting on your hands. It says, if Congress does the right thing and revokes the PrEP Act and initiates judicial accountability, then the country can begin to address the vaccine injury crisis. But this is just scratching the surface. I mean, how do you get money from a company after your child dies? I mean, it's more than just money. It's like you can't give what we need back, years of life. And of course, myself and most of you watching aren't injected, but even though a lot of us are angry at friends and family members who got it, then now, of course, many of them are pissed off they got it. We have to understand, to have some empathy for the fact that they were brainwashed and they were in a cult, just like people are in the cult of government and think that, oh, maybe the government will solve this problem by this, you know, libel act. It's all part of the same cult. It's just dependence, offloading responsibility on someone else. COVID vaccine makers could face millions in new lawsuits. Since the rollout of the COVID jabs, millions of people have suffered from serious adverse events, as recorded in the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS, which, by the way, there's two of. One is hidden and covered up. I've reported on that in the past videos. And, of course, they barely scratch the surface on actual injuries. They barely disclose most injuries. So it's insane. It says, this pharmacovigilance system has also captured tens of thousands of deaths following the COVID shots. Over 50, maybe even as much as 100 million people have died from the COVID shots, just to be clear. So this thousands number is absurd. And we've seen that in the excess death numbers throughout the world. So let's be clear on that. But anyway, continuing on, it says, independent studies conducted on the VAERS database estimate that the FDA and the CDC system only records 1 to 10% of vaccine-related adverse events. Injuries and medical complications from the COVID vax could easily be in the tens of millions, and deaths from the shot are likely significantly higher than the system indicates, absolutely without a doubt. If Americans had a legitimate path to suing the COVID vaccine makers, then their voices would finally be heard and accountability could begin to ensue. It's important to note that these VAERS records do not even include the millions of reoccurring breakthrough COVID-19 infections, there's no such thing, and acute illnesses, that's true, that have followed vaccination. These COVID infections were supposed to be prevented by the vaccine, but they were made more severe because the vaccine could damage the endogenous humoral immune system and cause autoimmune issues and blood circulatory problems. I want to point out that SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So just want to put that out there. It's not breakthrough COVID infections and stuff like that. It is the fact that people injected themselves with something that destroyed their immune system, and therefore their immune system doesn't work. Therefore, they feel sick all the time. I mean, it's the same thing as eating Chloroquat from Cheerios every single day, which 90% of Americans have Chloroquat in their system, which is a puberty blocker and destroys immune function and your ability to have children. So again, we're affected across the board by a lot of these things. Now, I want to, they say it would bankrupt COVID vaccine makers. I think that's a lot of hopium. I don't believe any of this is going to go through. I'm sorry for being that guy who's a buzzkill here. I just don't buy it with everything going on. They're piling up on top, and we're going to be misdirected from this very soon. And it's going to be climate lockdowns, 15-minute cities, which I'm reporting on in the UK. And of course, the obvious issues of World War III and economic collapse and the shift from the West to the East into the BRICS system. So I wanted to point that out. But the expose has an article that says Dr. Yaden writes supporting letter for new criminal complaint by former PO Mark Sexton against MHRA, Pfizer, and UK government. And it says former police officer Mark Sexton has been issued with a new crime number by Acton Police Station, London, on Friday, the 8th of March, 2024, following his allegations against Sir Graham Brady, MP, Dame June Rain, the MHRA, Pfizer, and the UK government. The allegations include misconduct in public office, misfeasance in public office, gross negligent manslaughter, corporate manslaughter, and fraud by false representation. Dr. Michael Yaden, who is the most senior former big pharma and biotech research executive, has written a letter to support Mark Sexton's complaint, which he has asked to be shared widely. While understandably, many people will feel that this effort is futile as nothing is ever done and those responsible for the crimes against humanity will never be brought to justice. But what is the alternative? Would we honestly prefer that the few who are continually thrusting evidence of crimes and excess deaths by jab in the faces of the police of parliament would just not bother? Do we sit back and simply acknowledge that these crimes have been and still are being committed and wait just for them to cease? Well, we can all see that that is not going to happen. Yeah, I agree. I don't want to be a buzzkill. I think we have to do something. It's just that it always feels rather futile. So it's more about the long-term effect of educating people and pulling people away from this system. The justice, I mean, first of all, I believe that all these people that push this stuff that that didn't believe in it, but they pushed it on people will rot in hell, and they will be seen by the history books as mass murderers, which is one of the biggest slaps in the face. You know, they say it's an old Chinese proverb. There are three deaths. The first is when you find out you're going to die. The second is when you physically die, and the third is the last time someone speaks your name. Now, when the last time someone speaks your name is in a negative connotation, that means you are forever kept alive as the hated, as the immoral, as the entity that pulled consciousness over or away from people and pulled the wool over other people's eyes that is evil. It's like people look at Caligula to this day as just an awful person. You know, what's funny is he was actually considered a pretty good person until he had a stroke and then started, molesting and then murdering his sisters, etc. But what do we remember him as? Well, the bad things he's done. And the bad things he's done were so awful, including mass murder and rape and child rape and all this kind of stuff. That's how we remember him. Same with Epstein, even though Epstein is a character that was played by a CIA Mossad agent. You get my point. And I think that overall, we are going to learn a lot more about this. Excuse me, my alarm is going off. I've barely had any sleep in the last while. I'm supposed to be waking up right now. But this is how these people are going to be remembered. So it's like that is one of the biggest punishments we can give them, is that their lack of soul is kept alive only by the fact that they are hated and despised and seen as, you know, the one of the biggest vectors of unconsciousness and inhumanity and transhumanism and all these different things. So I think that is an important point to be made. There's a lot of stuff coming out right now. This out of the expose, MHRA admits using circular reasoning and claiming huge numbers of COVID vaccine injuries reported are due to high public awareness. Oh my goodness. It's like high public awareness that doesn't change the amount of excess deaths, which are above and beyond actually the amount of people that are making claims, because most people are too dumb to really realize that, oh, I'm suddenly sick all the time. I wonder why. I mean, there's a lot of people waking up, but there's a lot of people that are still very unconscious about all this stuff. So that should be pointed out. Andrew Cuomo subpoenaed in GOP-led probe of nursing home COVID deaths. More than 2 years after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace, a House subcommittee on Tuesday issued a subpoena for him to testify about COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes across the state during his tenure. It says, in a letter to the former governor, the select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic demanded that he testify about his March 2020 directive that ordered long-term care facilities to take in patients infected with so-called COVID. The misguided decision effectively admitted thousands of COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes, causing predictable but deadly consequences of New York's most vulnerable, the Republican-led subcommittee told Mr. Cuomo, who was hailed by Democrats and members of the mainstream media for his leadership during the early days of the so-called pandemic. In addition to the March 2020 order itself, the subcommittee said they have found troubling evidence suggesting the Cuomo administration at best downplayed the order impact and at worst covered them up. Well, keep in mind that most of these people that died, remember, people weren't dying in mass from so-called SARS-CoV-2. We've never seen that example. In fact, deaths decreased. They increased after week 21 of 2021 when the emergency use authorization was pushed through. That's when we saw excess deaths skyrocket. In the first 21 weeks of 2021, we didn't see much of an increase at all. So that needs to be understood. It's not COVID that was killing all these old people. It was the fact that they were literally putting them in a home and killing them. They were murdering them. And they get a cold, they are put on a ventilator. They were kept unhealthy, not allowed to go outside in the sun, kept in small rooms, going crazy, given bad food. And then when they got sick, inevitably because they're old, and you know, when you get older, it's harder to stay healthy. They were then hooked up to ventilators and murdered. Let's be clear. And they weren't allowed to get medical care for issues that they actually had, like heart issues. People were turned down their heart medication. People were turned down their cancer medication, whatever it might be. And then they died from those things. And then they counted those into the numbers. So it was mass murder. It just wasn't so-called COVID. You have to understand, you know, the alternative media in a lot of places says, look, this is what happened back then. And look at what they did with COVID. They killed people with COVID. It's nonsensical. That is a misdirection from the truth. That is no better than the mainstream media narrative, which is, of course, wrong. It manipulates people and pushes them in the wrong direction so that they repeat the same things over and over again forever, for eternity. It's very, very, very frustrating having to deal with this all the time as independent media for so many years and having so many other people in independent media that are still pushing the narrative, a new narrative, the new narrative network, as some people call it. The Amazing Polly calls it that. Of course, there's David Icke, and David Icke made the term mainstream alternative media very popular because it's a real thing that we are dealing with. I've witnessed it within the groups of independent medias. And of course, many of you have probably seen it with the new narrative, which is what they call a limited hangout in the CIA. And most of these people don't even realize this is the case. It's just a popular narrative. So they go along with it in the independent media. But limited hangout by the CIA is a term that means tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to misdirect people from the entirety of the truth. So you misdirect people this way, and then they get distracted by this little thing over here, instead of going all the way down the road and finding the actual truth and being the change, which again, our slogan is find the truth, be the change. So that is very frustrating. So I want to point that out. They weren't killed by so-called COVID. They were killed by ventilators. They were poisoned. They were put into rooms where they couldn't access their food and medication and all these different things. And then they died, and they were put on ventilators, which mass murdered people as well. And then put in masks, which caused them to have upper respiratory issues. The expose says 65% of cancer cases received one or more COVID injections, says Croatian pathologist. And I'm going to also save this article for another video because I think this is very interesting. I'd like to hear John Richardson Jr.'s views on this. Again, we have RNC store. We could get apricot seeds there. I'm not going to get into that right now, but the point is, I think it would be interesting to hear his thoughts on it. Having talked about cancer his whole life and his father being one of the most important people in the alternative health movement as far as saving people from cancer. So I'm going to save that one for later, but I wanted to get that headline out there so people are aware of it. The Croatian government has been, well, not really the government, but the people have been very, very strong-minded on this issue. And I was in Croatia in 2021, and it was one of the best countries I'd been to throughout all this because there was very little force happening. There was in the beginning, and there was some in 2021 as far as you couldn't eat inside, you couldn't drink alcoholic drinks inside without having food, stupid stuff like that, but not as crazy. I think the biggest issue was their tourism industry was absolutely destroyed for a while there. But anyway, and then meanwhile, you have the president of the United States now pushing this insanity. I mean, this is so stupid. It says Mike Donio MS says, yikes, this is bad. We can and must do better than both of them. Anyone who is not willing to admit the many issues with the COVID vaccine and associated policies is not worthy of your vote. And that's why I'm done with politics. There's only one who gets my loyalty and obedience, Jesus Christ. As Donald Trump says, the pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. He's claiming the COVID shots, the mRNA COVID shots are curing cancer. When we have turbo cancer across the board, when we have people dying of cancer at a massive rate, this is idiocy. This is the cult. This is what I mean by mainstream alternative media propping up this absolute bullshit, fucking bullshit. I'm sorry to swear, it's fucking bullshit. It's mass murder. Children are getting cancer in massive numbers because of these shots, Trump. And you're going to go around telling people that the mRNA COVID shots are curing cancer? Fucking absurdity. Oh, it just pisses me off. It says, you're welcome, Joe. 9 months, 9 month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you. They all bow to the same Zionist pharma, you know, globalist evil overlords. All pushing us onto the top of that pyramid to be sacrificed on the altar, as this is the sacrifice of humanity. It's a destruction of humanity. It's a war on humanity. And you know what, Trump, I don't know, maybe someone's telling him to say this, or maybe he actually believes it, because, you know, after all this time, you'd think he'd read the crowd. It's like RFK Jr. bowing to Israel. You'd think you'd read the crowd. All these people withdraw from government. This guy's right. What's his name? Mike Donio, MS. He's right. He's done with politics. We must withdraw from this and base ourselves and our views on voluntarist principles, the idea of consent matters, and that consent is a human consent, and it's individualistic because humanity is based on responsibility for independence. Of course, the basis of humanity is independence and self-responsibility. And you know what that's synonymous with is freedom. You're not going to get freedom from voting for some people with different policies. Change, change, change. That's a slogan since ancient Greece. Let's see how that's turned out. You're not going to get that change. The change you're looking for is within. As an individual, you are given responsibility on your shoulders by God, and you have to do something with it or you don't. And then you bow on your knees to the state, the new religion. It's sick. It's sick. Why can't people understand that government is organized crime? That taxation is theft. That you cannot force good ideas don't require force. You cannot force people into, believing the ideology that you have. You have to educate them and wake them up if you want them to follow a certain ideology. You don't get them to, lose an election and then force your ideas on them, just like you don't want theirs forced on you. Should be obvious by now after 3,000 years, but here we are. People are going, yeah, Trump's bad on this, but you know what? If he goes back on it, we're not accepting, apologies from the media. Why would we accept apologies from Trump when he has actually taken longer than a lot of the mainstream medias to go back on these COVID shots? He's saying they cure cancer. That's fucking idiocy. Natural News says CDC releases 148-page study on myocarditis following COVID vaccination, with every page redacted. Let's look at that page. These are all of the pages. I mean, they are laughing in our face. They are absolutely flipping us off and laughing in our face. We think a congressional libel act is going to change all that. Look, I'm sorry to break the news to you. Government isn't the solution. Humanity is. And that's what they're trying to get rid of. That's why we must build up on humanity. We must grow as human beings rather than expect the anti-human government that created all the problems to save us from the problems they created. Problem, reaction, solution, repeat for eternity. The Hegelian dialectic. GreatGameIndia.com says U.S. government forced religious leaders to push vaccines. Yes, because government and pharma and transhumanism are the new religion. Convenience is the new religion because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. This is how they wind us up for transhumanist technocracy, for the CBDC, for carbon credits, for social credits, for the collapse of one economy and the creation of one new one with CBDCs in 15-minute cities with ledgers, massive ledgers that are unified ledgers that are tracking and tracing us everywhere. It's how they wind us up with World War III, the destruction of the food supply, the destruction of the energy grid, the destruction of the housing market. So you will own nothing and you will be happy. For the Chinese model, which Klaus Schwab says the Great Reset is, the role model for the Great Reset is China. It's so circular. This is all so circular. And, trans kids, eugenics, on and on and on. And, oh, well, you know what? The government caused all these problems. Let's ask the government to fix these problems. Really? It's so frustrating after all this time. Now, my friends, there are so many solutions. I'll get to them in a second. I want to let everyone know I'm in the UK. I'm going to be doing my 15-minute city documentaries. Please help if you can with the GoGet Fundings. But I'm going to be heading to Turkey for 1 month to save money. I went bankrupt. Going to Turkey, it's like 12 pence. So like what, 15 to 17 cents per loaf of bread, like 30 eggs for like $1.20. I mean, it's so cheap there. So I'm trying to save money. Bear with me. I'm going to be doing videos there, obviously, and I'm going to be around a lot of ancient places. It's just been really hard to get videos up lately because I've been moving out of my house, getting rid of a bunch of my things, and of course, flying overseas and getting a total of 8 hours of sleep over 4 days. So bear with me. I got 6 hours last night. So that's actually a good addition to everything I've been dealing with lately. But again, just bear with me. I'm doing my best, and I want to really come back big with what I have prepared, my projects that I have prepared next. So again, just bear with me. Anyway, I want to give you guys solutions because that's the most important part of all my videos. That's all I really care about is withdrawing from the government, food, water, shelter, self-defense. So you're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block, gold and silver and privacy coins and stuff like that, in my opinion, not investment advice. And of course, we have links for all this stuff. We have heavensharvest.com, link below. Again, for non-GMO storable food, of course, there's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on all these products. And again, you get free shipping in total to the United States. So again, I urge people to get on this while you can. Again, you won't be able to when they shut down the food supply, they shut down the grocery stores that you're so dependent on, and you're unable to get anything outside of rations with bugs and mRNA in it. There's mRNA meat everywhere, which I urge people again to check out my Wild Pastures link below and get 20% off for life. Plus $15 off your first order of again, we're talking no mRNA, no GMO, no pesticide or anything. Beef, chicken, pork, and fish, all, again, from 48, in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature controlled. And, of course, you can customize it however you see fit. So I urge people to check that out, linked below. Again, that is a really important one. We have, of course, you know, things like firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/ make sure to use our link and schedule an appointment for a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investors package and buy physical gold and silver today. Again, you can roll over into physical gold or silver, you know, IRAs, 401ks, et cetera. And when you go and sign up with Mark Gonzalez specifically, I want you guys to make sure to sign up with Mark Gonzalez. You can put in the comments that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM. I urge people to do this because we are dependent on the banking system. Therefore, we are going, it's going to be our downfall because it's all going to go digital. We'll have no personal assets. We are going to be controlled by our money as we always have. So, you know, that's not really surprising, but that is where we're heading. So I urge people to check that out below. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, extremely important. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on these products. This could save your life. They're trying to mass murder us. They're spraying in the skies, poisoning the water, poisoning the food. This is how we have solutions so we can rest easy and not be in fear. It's about resting easy and having those solutions for yourself and your family. Extremely important going forward. Again, responsibility is one of the keys. Self-responsibility is one of the keys to saving humanity. We have madtravnutrition.com where you can buy 100% organic Peruvian coffee, all from Jamie Ike at Iconic, who I'll be doing a bunch of work with soon. You can get Manuka honey. You can get mushroom tinctures. Again, use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you can save money on these orders. And of course, as always, my friends, I appreciate anyone who can help us out in any way with, of course, our funding. We need it now more than ever. It's been an extremely difficult time recently. So again, we have gogetfunding.com. And again, those of you that have been donating, you're absolutely amazing. You know, Rohini, Rachel Topping, Sandra Black, you've been donating a lot. And I so appreciate it. I really could not do it without you guys. So it makes me feel joy to see the support from so many amazing viewers out there, because we do depend on you guys, because we're not beholden to pharma companies. We're not beholden to the wellness company and these big companies that are now funding mainstream alternative media. We are on our own in a lot of ways here because we don't follow any narrative. We do everything our own way based on the truth and making sure that we enlighten humanity to make the right decisions to save themselves going forward. So again, we want you guys to have the power in your hands, and we appreciate you giving us a little bit of power back by helping support us with gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. We have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you could donate an Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol, something I'm a very big fan of in withdrawing from the banking system. And of course, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise. You can, of course, as always, find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where we, of course, were banned, like YouTube. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I appreciate everyone watching. Live freely, live by example, always. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.